Welcome to the Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Jones Zone. Today, we're going to explore the state of Texas. We've had so many Californians moving out of California to different states. I thought this would be a great thing to do, which would be talk to somebody who's lived in California and now lives in Texas, and specifically a real estate agent would be best because obviously they know the ins and outs of our topic of real estate. So today we have Thais. Thais, we actually worked together in the same office here in Yorba Linda for quite some time. When did you move to Texas?
Well, we bought our house in 2016, the house we live in, but didn't actually move here and give up our last place in California until January of 20, when COVID, right before the lockdown.
Okay, so you've been there for over 3 years. And now, if I remember correctly, though, you had a place there and you went back and forth for some years.
Yeah, that was his house, yeah. Okay. We started buying rental properties here in 2005. So that's kind of where we really got to love Texas. It was 2016 after all those years thinking, my husband's going to retire. You know, we did have two boys that looked like they were going to move to Texas. Yeah, so we actually have been going back and forth since 2016. Work in California, come back here for a couple of weeks, go back to California.
And then tell us, why did you choose Texas?
Well, it all started when I was in high school. My parents, from the
which was only that's 8 years ago. So that,
yeah, it wasn't very that long. That's why I have fresh memory. It wasn't that long ago. But my parents, my dad was in the military. And between the time I was born and the time I was 17, I lived in 14 different houses, different areas, all over Southern California, though. Born and raised in Southern California. But in high school, my parents moved me. For 2 years, we moved outside of Dallas. And I loved it. They moved me back to California the middle of my junior year in high school, if you can believe that. So I went from a high school of 450. My total high school was 450 people in DeSoto, Texas. Moved to Mission Viejo, California, where my junior class was 750 people. So it was quite a shock. So I've loved Texas, just the people and everything. So when it came time for Bill and I to talk about, you know, do we want to stay here in California? Where are we going to retire? We started looking at, you know, no state income tax in Texas. Housing affordability is great. We can pay cash for a house and no mortgage payments. Cost of living is quite a bit less now, which goes back to taxes. I think your gas right now for middle grade is about $580.
Around six, actually.
We're at $349. So yeah, it was less traffic. That was another thing. So we had two boys. One of them wanted to go to law school, and the only place he wanted to go to was UT Austin. And then the other one graduated college and was applying for fire academies, fire jobs, I guess you call it. Anyway, so we just really started thinking about it. And every time we would come here while Dom was in law school, and we were like, man, this is great. We just love it here. What a great alternative, especially if both of our boys are going to be here. We thought, what a perfect place to retire. And we were just ready to get out of California, to be honest with you. You know, the stress, the taxes. Can I say politics? Am I allowed to say that on this show?
Well, I try not to have any rules, and I'm a big believer of freedom of speech. So say whatever you want.
We'll just say right there, politics had something to do with it. Bill, my husband, retired, and it just happened. It was the thing. We came back a few times looking, well, where would we want to live if we moved to Texas? So I was going back and forth, checking out all the places.
Before you even start in, you landed in Austin, Texas, right?
Right. So we live in what's called Dripping Springs. And nobody knows. It's the wedding venue capital of the nation. That kind of gives you an idea. It's beautiful here. It's what's called the Hill Country. and we're about 20 miles southwest of Austin. So we can be in downtown Austin in half an hour for all the nightlife and everything that Austin has to offer, you know, music, everything. Have you been there?
I've been to Austin once for, oddly enough, ironically, a real estate seminar. And I happen to have two of my best meals in my entire life were eaten in Austin. Salt Lick, that restaurant.
Yes. Yeah.
And I forget what the other restaurant was, but I'm telling you, and Austin is what a fun city that is.
It's great. And the Salt Lick, did you go to the big one in Wimberley and Driftwood?
I went to the airport.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the big one is awesome. It's about 20 minutes from our house. It's an area called Driftwood. So I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be near a big city, but outside of the city. Not that far off from living in Yorba Linda, but you want to be close to, like, you know, the beach or the whatever. The hill country has a lot of waterways and hills and rivers and lakes. I mean, I drive 5 minutes and I'm at the Pedernales River that has hiking trails and swimming, and where you go to Lake Travis. Huge lake, which Lake Austin go through Austin itself. And that's 15 minutes from where we are. But we're enough out of the city that we don't have the congestion. We have no traffic. Dripping Springs is a little town where there's a downtown Mercer Street, you know, with all the old buildings with restaurants and boutiques and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's a great little mix of being close to a metropolitan area, but being rural too, in a way. We have an acre here, so, which is what we wanted. We wouldn't want too many acres because then we'd have to take care of them. You know, that's kind of, after looking, we're about an hour from San Antonio, which is where my one son lives, and 3 hours from Houston, where I have another son. Our weather here in Dripping Springs, matter of fact, I looked this up.
I was just going to say, I have these list of questions that, of course, I'm going to ask that I think anybody who's considering to move to Texas would want to know the answers to these questions. And you, I think you've already covered half of them. So this is great.
Oh, well, then I'm going to wait and let you, I won't go on. I'll let you ask me the questions so we cover it
No, let's touch on weather. Weather's enormously important, especially to spoiled Californians. Tell us about the weather.
A lot of people have never been to Texas and they go, ew, you moved to Texas? And I'll say, yeah, have you ever been? No, well, don't say anything unless you've been, because especially where we are, the hill country, we don't have any, well, there's no earthquakes here, but no hurricanes, no tornadoes, because we are surrounded by the rolling hills and the waterways. So we don't have to worry about that. But I tell people, it's not, I mean, yes, Houston, humid, hot, muggy. It has a few beautiful days during the year, but not a lot. Dallas, very humid, but it's a big, you know, both of them have so much culture and great towns. Austin is a little hotter than where we live. Probably the difference between Yorba Linda, or let's say Tustin, and then the beach areas. Most of the year, we don't have a lot of humidity here. For instance, today, Dripping Springs is having a high of 82, which is, it's probably about 80 right now. Our low was 53 and our humidity is 34%. So 82 degrees, 34% humidity. Listen to what Yorba Linda is today. And this is what people don't believe, the weather. Yorba Linda is a high of 86. We're 82. 56% humidity. We're only 34%. So until people hear that, they think, oh, I thought that all of Texas is just hot and flat and dry and, or, you know, humid if you're near the water, but it's not. We have some really beautiful weather. Yes, it does get really hot in the summer, but all in all, a lot of it is the same. And because we have the hills, so I'm a little spoiled. I feel like I'm living kind of in a Yorba Linda like area, only in Texas.
Yeah, so. That's a little secret there, because it's funny. I've had so many clients, especially, in fact, one of the reasons I wanted to do this was because of having so many clients that just in the last 3 to 4 years, move away from California for various reasons. And Texas actually was the only client I've had out of at least 30 plus move out of California. It was the only one that, and they moved to Houston. And they're the only ones that have moved back to California. All my other clients, at least 30 to more than 30, have remained where they're at. So you kind of have a hidden little, well, I don't know if it's hidden, but you have a nice little jewel that you're there.
I thought it was hidden. I didn't know that it was in my brother, who's a doctor, lives in Dana Point. And he said, Thais, everybody knows about Dripping Springs in California. I was like, they do? And he said, oh, yeah, well, yeah, all of us have heard of it. And I said, are you sure? I mean, I didn't know that. Although, here's another little secret. When you come to Texas, the Texas pride here is so phenomenal. It's unbelievable. You don't want to tell people you're moving from California. You get dirty looks. Yeah, that's just the way it is. So I learned that right on at the beginning.
I've heard that from many people who move not only to Texas, but to other states as well. So I'm going to delve into it. So tell us, what are the biggest differences between California and Texas? Maybe a few things you can think of.
Well, depending on where you are, the weather, like for instance, if I had moved to Houston, I'd move back to California too. I'm sorry. Houston, my son is a lawyer there. So if you're a younger person and the nightlife, the proximity to everything, great. But me as, you know, semi-retired, that's not the weather or anything I wanted to live in. So some areas are hotter and more humid. The open spaces are, to me, I don't know if I was surprised or just blown away by, we drive to San Antonio to our son's house and we're just on a road. I mean, it's rural route 281 is what it's called. And it's like, you know, four lanes, but you see longhorn cattle on the side. You see goats and donkeys, donkey farms. I mean, it's the best drive. It beats, you know, the five any day. So that was a big difference where you're driving. You have to drive a little further. I mean, I think Texas is about twice the size of California, I think, somewhere around there. But we have, you know, half the population of California. I mean, it's big difference. So there's a lot of open space, too. Maybe it's, you know, three quarters of population, but big state, smaller population. And then housing affordability, that's a big difference here. More housing here, the affordability, although where, you know, we are in Austin and some of the bigger markets, those prices have gone up, but you still, we paid $585 for our house in 2016. Okay. 3,400 square feet, total single story, brand new, on an acre. It's now worth about $1.3 million or $1.4 million. So that gives you an idea of the prices that have jumped in this area.
So now, in 7 years, it's around doubled.
Yes. Now, if you plop this house in Yorba Linda, then it's going to, with, you know, assuming it's on an acre, it'd probably be about 2-3 in California. So sounds 2-4, like it. Somewhere yeah. around there, because it's, you know, it's a new house. It's big, single story, not a single step, beautiful view. We have a great view of the hills and the big sky. That's another big difference in Texas. The sky is like huge. I don't know why. Everybody says that too when they come. So biggest things, you know, are no state income tax here. That's a big difference. Cost of living is a lot less. Gas prices. I would say those are the big differences. When we first moved here, we have a big grocery store called H-E-B. Have you ever heard of that?
H-E-B.
I don't think they're anywhere else anyways. They're not in California. They're a mix between like a Vons and a Whole Foods. And they have like clothes and some of them have decorator items for houses and everything. I mean, it's really cool. And when we first moved here, my husband had gone shopping. He came home. He was so excited because a thing of mustard was 89 cents. And he said, I pay $3.49 at Ralph's in California for the same mustard. So that's another, you know, groceries are cheaper. So
your cost of living is dramatically better.
Yeah, there is one difference. I don't know. Are you going to hit on taxes? That is the one big difference. Also, people say, well, Texas has such high property taxes. And all that, well, yeah, we do, but they're not as high as Aliso Viejo. So, you know, because you're paying Mello Roos.
Mello Roos in California, not in Texas.
Right.
Just to clarify. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we don't have it here. But if you're in California paying your, you know, 1.25 basic property tax plus your Mello Roos. I mean, I know Aliso Viejo, it can get up to like 2.8 or 2.9. Our property tax rate is 1.8 at our house. But we're in Travis County, which is Austin's in Travis County. So our taxes are a little lower than some of the other. That's another secret about Dripping Springs. It's Travis County, and we're part of, well, at least the part we're in. Dripping Springs is Hays County and Travis. Travis is closer to Austin, and property taxes are lower. So I would say the average property tax is about 2.2, 2.4. We're 1.8, but no state income tax. So it's kind of a trade-off if you're working.
Not to mention the fact that the house is half the price. So, I mean, you're still paying less in property taxes.
Exactly. Yeah, right. They have a couple of caveats. I don't think they have this in California. When you hit 65, then your extra, that you know, the tax you pay for schools caps off there. You're not paying any increase after that. So, because they figure, well, we're not using the schools, so we don't have to pay for them.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think South Carolina might have that same thing too.
Southern states have it then? I don't know.
I'm not sure. But you know, I was going to ask you too, because I just found this out, I think, about another state. I forget what state it was. Mm-hmm. Is there a different property tax for owner-occupied homes compared to non-owner-occupied homes?
No. Okay. And what people, we own several rentals in Austin, and property, it's basis, I mean, your percentage might be different depending on, you know, ones in a certain part of Austin. That's where it changes a lot. Like in Orange County, basically everybody's 1.25, unless you have some extra, you know, different, like Melrose,
yeah,
or, you know, anything extra like that. But here, your basis is not just everywhere you go, it's not 1.8, you know, sometimes lower, sometimes a little higher. And all within the same county or even the same city.
So I have a question here. What surprised you the most about Texas? Anything stick out?
The weather, for one thing, here where we were, I was expecting it to be hot and humid. But looking back on when I was in high school and lived here, and my mom's family's from Texas, so every summer we came back here, and all I remember it being hot. This summer I've had to, in order to get some mosquito bites, I had to go to California. Haven't had any here, but I guess all the rain you've had.
That leads me to another question, actually, too, about bugs. Because I know, like I said, I do a lot of different states. And I've done South Carolina, Tennessee, other states where sometimes there's an issue with insects. How are the insects here in Texas?
Well, they're big. They are big. The harmless ones are big, too, which is weird. I mean, we have a lot of cicadas. Have you ever heard those? They're like in the oak and the pecan trees. A lot of oak trees around here, Texas oaks and all that. And they're these cicadas. They're kind of like a grasshopper, but they make this loud noise at night. And you walk outside, sometimes if you have a lot of trees, it's just like a booming band going on there. It's so loud. There's snakes here, but I saw more snakes at my house in Yorba Linda than I've seen here. And I don't know why. Maybe being in real estate, I was out and about more. I don't know.
Yeah, snakes everywhere.
Yeah.
Desert communities.
Oh, we have scorpions. We do have that. So we have a monthly pest control just like we did in California. So here's something that probably nobody had ever heard of. I was out on our patio. We have like a raised patio in the back. Those are our only steps that then they go down into the yard. And I was out there and I saw this big thing on the wall, like up high on the cover, and I said, God, what is that? No, the ceiling is like 20 feet high, so got binoculars. It's called a Texas redhead centipede, and it was about this big, like 8 inches long. Oh man, it was the creepiest looking thing ever. So we do have some weird things,
but not biting. You said you had to go to California to get a mosquito bite, so you're not, it's not like you're getting bitten all the time.
No. And I was worried about that at first, too. I thought, wow, you know, when you move into a new house, you know, am I going to have ants? Am I going to have termites? Am I going to have some strange bugs? And we didn't have any of that. So I was pleasantly surprised about that.
Are there termites in Texas?
I don't know. I haven't, people who have bought houses and stuff, I haven't heard about them. I mean, and it's not as big of a deal here. Like, you don't have to have a termite inspection, you know, they don't even put it into the purchase contracts here. Oh, what a difference in the purchase contracts here. You know, 3 pages and
opposed to the 20 pages we have.
Yeah. And contingency period. Oh, no, if you want to back out at the end, you can do that. Wow. You're not supposed to, but supposed to be on good faith. People are very friendly here in Texas, I will tell you that. But that was a big difference too, was seeing how things are done in that respect.
Kind of a handshake.
Yeah.
Your word.
Yeah.
Okay, you already touched on a lot of these questions. We talked about the weather. We talked about taxes. We talked about the cost of living. Utilities, similar situation?
Oh, lower.
Lower in Texas.
Here's another example. We're on propane. So our highest utility is our propane gas, which runs, well, during the winter when we've got the heater on, it can be $200 a month, which that's not much. When we were in Yorba Linda, if we used our both air conditioners for August, the hottest month, our AC bill was like $900 a month back then, 2016, $800 a month. Here, we do run our air conditioning 24/7, and our electricity bill with that and then, you know, everything else, we have one electric water heater and one gas. Our electricity bill here is about $175 a month. Yeah, wow. So that water is more expensive here, but the yards, you don't have to have a beautiful, you know, completely landscaped, fancy, big to-do yard like you do in other places, because we do have different seasons. The yards all look nice, and some people do, but less maintenance on your yard. So you're not watering as much, you know, you're not doing as much in that respect. So even though the water is the most expensive, I think my highest water bill is usually, I don't know, $180 a month, I think. So it could be comparable to California. We just don't water as much as we did there, though. And we don't have a pool here. We had a pool there.
Now, if I remember, Texas has a pretty diverse economy. I mean, is there a big industry where you're at in Austin area? Would you say there's a...
Austin's big high-tech, medical. Houston's big medical. Austin has Dell. They're really big. They have Google, Apple. Well, now Tesla is here. So a lot of job opportunities here. I think there's a space technology. There's a NASA, something to do with NASA is here in Austin that I wasn't even aware of. Someone was telling me about that. And then, you know, we have UT Austin, which is a phenomenal school. State Capitol is here in Austin. So yeah, you got a lot of tech, but then there's a lot of restaurants that have a lot of, you know, workers at those. So we kind of cross the whole gamut of, you know,
You talked a little bit about medical, and I know oftentimes, you know, retirement and medical almost go hand in hand sometimes. How is the access to medical care there?
For us, it's great. I mean, there are a lot of rural parts of Texas where it's going to be harder. It takes us about 25 minutes to get to the hospital, the big fancy hospital where we want to be. So, you know, where if something really came up, I mean, our doctors are like 5 minutes away, that kind of thing. That's very easy. But I think if I had cancer, I'd go to Houston to MD Anderson. So it's kind of like being in Orange County, but then going to UCLA or USC Med Center or something like that. But as far as insurance goes, health insurance is cheaper here. I kind of think when I was in California, you have to have your own insurance. We're self-employed. I had my own personal policy. It was a PPO. Well, in Texas, this is really interesting to me. It was, you can't get a individual PPO. And I don't even know how it works. You have to have an HMO if you're an individual. So when I moved here, I just kept my California policy and that was fine so that I could go anywhere I wanted. Now I'm on Medicare. So that's great. I can go anywhere because I have the supplement or whatever it's called.
Let me jump back to that. So you can actually have, is it considered a California insurance? You have a PPO, but it works in Texas as well.
It did. And my husband and I both were wondering about this because I still work in California some. And at that time I was going back and forth. So we're not sure how long I could have kept it. I kept it for, let's see, my actual address name, my address change took place in, I think, 2018. So I had about 4 years before going on Medicare.
And did you actually use it? I mean, did you go to the doctor?
I never had an issue or anything. Oh, yeah, I broke a foot and all kinds of stuff. So, it wasn't a problem. But, well, from what I understand, though, general health insurance is cheaper here. but a little quirky, where, and I'm not sure how that works. If, you know, come here, I want a PPO, but if you're an individual, you can't have a PPO. So I'm sure there's ways around that. I'm just never had to do it. So I'm not sure.
And either way, you're fine. You're covered. So you're not worried about it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about schools? How are the schools there?
Where we are, they're great. Just like anywhere else in other parts of Texas, you know, rural parts, who knows? Universities are great, very high ranked. The schools, this is something that surprised me. They are huge. Like the high schools, you know, football is like crazy. It's like Friday night.
It's a religion
around here. Yeah, it's really fun. Even when you, and I understand it now. When I was in high school in Texas, my brother played football. So, and I was the cheerleader. We were there at all the games. Now, even if you don't have kids, you go to the games. It's just, it's a really big deal. The schools, like the high school, it looks like Saddleback Community College. It's huge. The junior highs are huge. And now they're building another high school, Dripping Springs. Gosh, I should have looked up the population. They're now going to have two high schools that are sizes of, you know, some huge plant, you know, like a manufacturing plant. They're so big. They all have their own beautiful football stadium.
A stadium, so, not just a couple of stands.
Yeah, stadium. Have you ever seen the UT stadium?
I have not.
It's humongous. And I mean, the walls, it looks like a fortress. It's so big. And I feel like the high school on that level is the same way. I mean, it's smaller than UT, but it's a high school. So the schools are great. Of course, I loved high school when I was in, you know, Texas. Moved to Mission Viejo and it's like big and everybody knew each other. And that was hard. And it's like everywhere else. You have the football powerhouses and all that.
And it's funny because I'm reminded about, I had played basketball in high school, and I remember our next door neighbor had some relatives come from New Mexico next to Texas, and we had a packed game. It was a JV game too. And their comment after the game was, guys, you didn't have too many people show up. I'm thinking to myself, wow. So I guess I'm leading to, what would a Friday night football game, do you have any idea how many people attend a game?
Well, what I know that this year, when they went to state finals last year, Dripping Springs High School, and this year, the first couple of games, they sold out to where the students, there was not room for the students. So they had to put a stop on the outsiders buying tickets. They had to open them up to the students and the players' families first, and then to the everybody else. It's a packed stadium. Boy, I don't know, 3,500. How many people would like Brea High School or the new Yorba Linda High School?
I was afraid you're going to ask that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, so you got the Coliseum in LA is 100,000. So go from there, probably what, a couple thousand. So you're probably like 5,000 to 10,000. I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's packed.
Dripping Springs High School, the capacity is 7,104.
Wow, 7,000. Yeah, there's probably 1,000 at Yorba Linda High School. So there's six, seven times as many
right.
as many
people. And it's more than, I mean, they sold out. That's Texas football for you.
What is your proximity to the airport? You mentioned previously that you do, of course, come back to California on occasion. What's the flight from where you're at to California? How long's that? How long's the drive? And then how long does it take you from your house to get to the airport?
Takes us about 30 minutes to get to the airport. Maybe 35 if we run into some traffic up that way. And Austin Bergstrom International Airport is great. They have a salt lick there, like you said.
Yeah.
They have live music. I mean, it's a great airport. It's fun. But it's easy access. It's almost easier than Orange County, but not as easy as Long Beach. So it's a great airport to go to. And then it takes, flights are inexpensive sometimes. You know, I mean, you can, on a regular basis, you can get a round trip ticket for $150 or $200 to Long Beach. So on Southwest, if you look for the sales, they have them all the time. And if people are interested, man, snag one of those sales and just go look.
One of the reasons I said that, because after I came back home, I was telling my wife about me having this salt lick sandwich that was just so good. My buddy that I was there with said, you got to eat at this restaurant. So we went there, you know, I'm thinking airport, how could it be? But then I got the sandwich, and then I think it came with coleslaw or potato salad, whatever. Uh-huh. The sandwich was so good. I said, I'm not going to eat this coleslaw. I'm going to go buy another sandwich instead. And I ate two sandwiches. They're so good. But I tell my wife, and I said, boy, if these flights were less expensive, for example, I remember in the olden days, there used to be $49 flights, you know, that type of thing. I thought we could just go to Austin for one night, just eat.
You can do it. You can do it. Just look for that. There's a sale going on right now. Yeah, $59 one way. It's, you know, how much does it cost to drive out to Palm Springs now or whatever? Well,
you know what? On that note, what is the drive from where you're at to, let's say, Orange County?
The drive is 23 to 24 hours.
Okay.
That's driving straight through. And then the flight is about, depending on the, you know, the wind direction, all that, it's 2.5 to 3 hours. Typically about 2 hours and 20 minutes flight time. Not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. All right. And now you're still, are you selling real estate in Texas as well?
No.
Okay.
I'm here for, if you need help and all that, I have a great agent that we've used on all of our rentals forever. He was a Seattle Seahawks football player, went to UT, born and raised in Texas. So we've used him. I still sell some in California though, not, you know, just old clients and family. That's it.
I typically will ask people because the folks that I've done with the other states so far, there have been real estate agents. So I was going to give you a chance to kind of plug your business, but obviously if you don't, you're not selling real estate. Is it okay for people to contact you or no? They can contact me. Oh, how does one get a hold of you?
I thought, because I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on everything. I mean, for one thing, you know, we have 11 rental properties now. So I'm involved in that as far as like managing those. I'm not the only one that manages them. We have a ERA management company that manages for us. There are ERAs here. So that, but yeah, I've any of my own knowledge, I thought about getting my license, but I don't want to start up a whole new book of business.
How would one get a hold of you? How would one contact you? Text you?
Email, text, call. Mm-hmm.
What's your text number?
714-269-7357.
Awesome.
And my email is my name, ThaisConstantino@AOL. But yeah, I'd be glad to help you or anybody answer the questions I can answer.
Oh, you've been so helpful. Thank you so much for doing this too.
You're welcome. This Thank you great. For having me, and it's good to see you.
Oh, no, it's good to see you. Well, if any of you out there, if both my parents who are the audience of this podcast, I'm just kidding. If they have any questions, contact Thais. She's absolutely as wonderful as she sounds. And she would be happy to help you out with this. Really sounds like a paradise in Texas, frankly.
You have to come. And when you come, let me know.
I will. So, in fact, it's funny. I'm looking into getting a rental property outside of California. And I remember you telling me a story, and we'll end it with this quick story. If you remember it, you were telling me about this developer who was building houses around a lake, I think it was, or a river. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, tell me more, a little bit more about that, and then we can end it with that.
There's actually been a couple since then. I actually have a friend who's born and raised Texas. And
so there are a lot of Airbnbs in there?
Yes. Yeah. And that's what they have. They have a horse farm across the street from us, 26 acres. They have an Airbnb. And then they had, I think 176 acres on Lake Travis that her family has had. So they did sell 36 of those acres. And some of it is going to be houses on the lake, and some was just open natural area. But where we are, being the wedding capital, like their Airbnb, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, it's on their farm. So you have horses and cows coming up to your door. It's really cool. But for a week, they charge $4,500 a month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, which I don't know what that would be like in California.
But do they do weekly Airbnbs? Yeah.
And they are booked year round. A lot of people, when they're building their houses here, they'll rent an Airbnb while their house is being built. And so that's, I think, where a lot of their business comes from. There's people buying, another friend of mine who owns a little boutique on Mercer Street downtown. They just bought, it's 4 acres. The house was 3,500 square feet, had a pool, single story, beautiful view of the, you know, the vista. This is more down, out right outside of Dripping Springs, but it's still Dripping Springs. They bought that house for $900,000, and Orange County probably would have been, even in the state it was in, probably would have been $2 million, something like that, maybe more. Anyway, sure. They fixed it up, and now they have it as an Airbnb, and it's booked all the time. I mean, all the time. People, I mean, I think this is like a vacation destination. I didn't even know it.
That actually answers my next question. I was going to ask that. So when you said previously $4,500 a month, is that, for example, Airbnbs, they rent it out to five different people throughout the month for four people for a week each. How much would a week rental for an Airbnb?
Oh, it's $4,500 a week. I'm sorry.
Oh, $4,500 a week.
The one across the street from me on the horse farm. Sorry, that's $4,500 a week. Now, if you're going to move into it for the month, and you know you're going to be there for a while. Friends of ours used it, who came from California, bought a house here. It wasn't ready, and they were paying for the month. I think she charged them $5,300. But if you're only renting it for a week, it's a lot more. It's like close to the monthly rental.
Right.
And that's a unique property. You know, she lets you have access to the horses and the cows, and there's a stream running through the property. And I mean, it's amazing. Now, my friend Julie, who has the new Airbnb, I think it's like $350 a night. So, which is not bad for, you could have your whole, you know, two families will fit in there. I think it's five bedrooms. It's single story, five baths. It's a big house. At $350 a night, you can't get two families in there.
Oh yeah, it's a win-win for the owner and win for
yeah.
The
and there's person. A lot of opportunity for bed and breakfasts around here. They don't have the rules either, like California has. That like, oh, we you know you can't use it for Airbnb. You know
that gotta may have a permit later. For that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Permit for that. Permit for this. Everything
right.
Else.
Exactly. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Permits. Even like in Houston, there's no zoning in a lot of places. Have you heard that?
I did not.
Yeah, no zoning. So in Houston, my favorite Italian Cultivari, this restaurant, was an old house. So you have the neighbors, the little people that live next door and across the street. And it's this amazing restaurant with the backyard is where they grow all their herbs and stuff. But no zoning, doesn't matter. And then door down from there could be a liquor store. Huh. So that's
the freedom.
Yeah, that's Houston. Yeah.
All right. Yes. Well, I hope all of our listeners got some great information regarding Texas. Yeah. Sounds, gosh, you almost talked me into moving there. In fact, I might have to come and visit because we, like I had mentioned before, we're considering getting a rental or investment property outside of California. And I definitely wanted to make sure it was a place that wasn't humid. We don't like humidity.
You come here to the hill country. I'll take it to the real Salt Lake. It's awesome. Cool. It's outdoor. They've got a vineyard is there and music going on all the time. It's fun.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
You definitely.
Well, thank you. Anybody has
Thanks
any further questions?
Me.
Ah, thank you for joining us. And then text Tai, she's wonderful. And that'll conclude another episode of the Jones Zone. Please look at our library of episodes if you want to check out other states or other topics. I've got a lot of information there geared to help everything real estate. So thanks for listening, everybody, and take care. We'll see you next time around. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.